Dreamscape presents Forewarned by Chantal Fernando, narrated by Anne Robert. Chapter 1. Astrid. I've always known I was a seer. Before my mother died when I was 8, she made me promise on her deathbed never to tell anyone. I knew why. She told me to keep it a secret for as long as I can remember. Seers have always been prized in all 8 kingdoms, usually to be given to kings. I didn't want that life for me. I would never allow anyone to use me in whatever political games they were playing. But I hated that I couldn't help people. My visions came with touch, but sometimes they hit me out of nowhere or in my dreams. I used the healing powers I was blessed with, but never openly spoke about them. Only one person in our realm knows almost everything about me, and even he doesn't know about my visions. Especially the one that got me to where I am right now. But the thing about visions? They can change. August sits opposite me, sliding a jug of ice-cold beer over to me. His brown hair, similar in color to mine, falls over his face in curls, almost covering his brown eyes. He seems relaxed, but I know how many weapons he has concealed on his body.
"Are you going to tell me why you don't want to head back into the city?"
he asks, studying me as he leans back in the worn leather booth, his broad shoulders taking up most of the space. The inn is dimly lit, smoke filling it from the pipes the older men at the bar are inhaling. I consider my words as I take a sip. Can't be there right now. I'm giving him nothing, I know. But I also know that he trusts me. When my mother, Elspeth, died, I had no family to take me in. Luckily, August's mother, who was a cook in one of the inns, took me in and raised me as her own. It's been 5 years since she was killed, and since then, it's just been him and me. I don't know what I'll do when he finds his maid and leaves me behind to be with her. August is a catch. He's
sample complete. Ready to continue?